Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, this is the good, the bad, the dumb. And last night at the Academy Awards, Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. We're going to do a whole separate segment on that at 40 past the hour. If you're probably thinking, maybe it's in the good, the bad, and the dumb. Well, we separated it. We got you three different ones because we got to really dissect that one thing.
That one could be all three.
It could be all three, right? Yeah.
It could just be one. We don't know.
We don't know.
But it needs a little bit more time than the normal like 5 minutes that we'd spend on it.
Yeah, it needs to breathe a little bit. So we'll get to that coming up later on.
I mean, the clip
the
alone is like a minute 15.
That's right. Exactly. All right, so what's the good of the day?
The good of the day is USA.
Yeah.
USA.
Saw this yesterday. People going crazy fun for this one.
So if you don't know what happened, USA needing a win put on an epic clinic. It was a complete beatdown on Panama. They ended up winning 5-1, but it was 4-0 at the half. And then they just kind of sat back and went in cruise control for the rest of the game. Christian Pulisic, who arguably is the biggest star on Team USA because, Tony, I guarantee that's the only player you know.
I would say that, yes.
had a hat trick. And that's what you want your star players to do. You need your star players to show up in these type tournaments. I mean, albeit two of them were penalty kicks. Doesn't matter. You still got to convert them. And he added a third one midway through the second half.
Well, is he the best? Is he better than Landon Donovan?
I don't know
superstars
yet.
In this league?
I mean, we've had a couple. Every World Cup group that's came in, you know, Claudio Reyna, who, you know, he was originally the original Captain America.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most fantastic players Team USA has ever had. One of the first players, I think, to play over in Europe consistently and blah, 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 blah. Landon Donovan, I think, still is the name. The guy.
If I were to break down talent, it's like it's one thing. Like, I'll give you an example. I remember I talked to Burt Sugar about this a long time ago, the legendary Burt Sugar. And I said, is Muhammad Ali the greatest fighter of all time? And he said, he's not even in my top five. Because he's like, technically, he lacked this, this, and this. But as far as the most important boxer in the history of the sport, he's number one. So if you were to analyze him soccer for soccer, not popularity, the moment that changed America's soccer or anything like that, just these are the skills he has. These are the skills he has. How do they compare?
Yeah, Christian Pulisic probably skill-wise is far and away, but I think far and away better than Landon Donovan. Landon Donovan showed up when you needed him most.
Right, right.
And that was the big difference. That's been the big difference. I mean, you know, his goal against
Algeria
lives rent-free in my mind.
One of the greatest moments in sports for this country. Because, again, as I've said many times, we don't celebrate things together.
And, I mean, you know, he's also, you know, was a catalyst for the first time when USA beat Mexico. He was a cog in that wheel. It was in a World Cup. You know, the first time they met in a World Cup in South Korea, and they beat them over there. I mean, there's too many numbers, and it feels like a lot of time Pulisic hasn't risen to that occasion yet.
Okay.
So for Team USA, they have not qualified for the World Cup yet, but it would take a catastrophic loss to Costa Rica come Wednesday. And when I say catastrophic, they would have to lose at least 6-0.
Okay,
6-0.
So they don't lose 6-0, they're in the World Cup.
Yes.
Awesome. So, about time.
Yes, first time since 2014.
Yeah, I don't need anyone waiting this long to get to the World Cup.
But it was a fun game to watch. I mean, you know, lots. This is what you want to watch in a soccer game is lots
now,
of goals being scored.
This is the World Cup that's in Qatar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so has anybody figured out where Qatar is time? Like, are we going to be watching these games at night? During the early mornings, I mean, because I'm excited now, but I don't want to. I want to watch these live.
And I don't
want to be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning watching Team USA.
It may be a similar situation.
Already up at 3 o'clock
in
the morning, anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
We'll have to
get back to you. I'll get back to you on that
All
one.
All right.
Because I know they're, I think they're almost like 12 hours ahead of us.
Well, that is great. Good for Team
USA.
So
we might have games going on now.
All right. So
during our show, which would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be great. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is not necessarily bad, more badass. Okay.
All right.
Lane Kiffin. He threw out the ceremonial first pitch over the weekend versus Ole Miss in Tennessee.
It's a big series in college.
It's a big series. But instead of throwing a baseball, he threw the golf ball that hit him.
That's fantastic.
Do you remember back when Ole Miss and Tennessee played?
Yep, when he went to Neyland Stadium.
And Tennessee fans got a little unruly and started throwing stuff. Well, a golf ball hit him, and he stood on that mound, had the baseball in hand, kind of shrugged off holding the baseball, reached down into his pocket, whipped out the golf ball, and used that golf ball as his first pitch.
Ole Miss well, they won't be in a few hours. They were the number one team in the nation, and Tennessee was ranked fifth. And Tennessee beat them all three games in the series this weekend. But Lane Kiffin kind of stole the show with that.
Yes.
Because he's Lane Kiffin, and it's what he does.
He can never get hired at Tennessee again.
No. Although I'm telling you, there was a buzz. Before Josh Heupel, there was a buzz of bringing Lane Kiffin back. Lane Kiffin, it was too bad the USC job came a-calling when it did. Because I thought if there was one guy that could consistently get under Urban Meyer's skin at Florida, it was going to be Lane Kiffin. Like, I knew that I loved the idea of every year Lane Kiffin and Urban Meyer facing off against each other. Because that guy would have driven Urban Meyer to drink. And yet, they only got 1 year out of it. And he was off to USC, and that was it. That was it, but... Yeah, I really like Lane Kiffin. That was a pretty good move. That was pretty smart.
That was good.
I bet he come up with it. I bet there wasn't a person like, you know what would be really good, coach? If you threw the golf ball. I bet he was like, I'll do it if I can throw the golf ball. And
they're
like, yes, of course you can.
Fantastic idea.
Way to go, coach. Yeah, that was great. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, I don't know if this player is cursed. But this is stuff you just can't make up, right? So Nick Castellanos.
Oh, him again?
he is now with the Phillies.
Yes.
Got his first hit during spring training game. Like literally 10, 15 seconds after the broadcast crew was reading a DUI apology on behalf of the Blue Jays pitching coach, Pete Walker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In case you guys don't know the backstory,
people used it last night.
Tom Brenneman of the Cincinnati Reds broadcast team was caught on a hot mic making derogatory homophobic statements.
Yeah.
While he had a hot mic on, thinking he was off the air, and he wasn't. And he came back. And they told him he was on the whole time. And embarrassingly, he started to basically apologize. Basically, and even said his career was likely over.
Yeah.
And at the moment in the middle of his apology, Castellanos hit a home run that he broadcasted while apologizing for the homophobic slurs that he uttered on a hot mic.
And then after the play, went back. To finish the apology.
So then Castellanos became kind of like a running gag.
Yeah.
So if you saw an actor apologizing, you would throw in,
listen,
and Castellanos goes deep to left field.
I saw it yesterday. Some people giving it the old meme treatment with Will Smith.
Of course.
You know, Will Smith's apologizing, and then Nick Castellanos with a deep drive to right or left.
It was notorious.
The broadcast crew, I'm not sure who it was, is reading the DUI apology from Blue Jays pitching coach Pete Walker. And I'm telling you, it's not even 10 seconds after he gets a base hit, his first base hit as a Phillies.
Amazing. You can't time it any better than Nick Castellanos coming to the plate when you have to say something, say some apologizing thing on the broadcast.
That's why I don't know if he cursed. as a player? I mean, yeah, is this what we're going to know him for?
If it happens a third time, then I'll definitely believe in the witchcraft and the voodoo. Yeah. Golly. What's Brenneman doing? He's not coming back. He's out of baseball.
He's from the
Brenneman baseball family.
I think he gets a shot somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
I do.
I do, too.
What was that movie? Remember that movie with Hank Azaria or that TV show?
Oh, God. What was the name of that? Because it was good for a while.
It was good. That first season was fantastic.
Yes.
Like Longmire. No, it wasn't Longmire.
I know what you're talking about, though.
But
yeah.
He was someone who got cast away.
Right.
Because he had a drunken fit on air.
Because he was going through a divorce or his wife was cheating on him or something.
Yeah. And then he was signed to some like no-name minor league team. And I think that will be Brenneman at some point.
Yeah.
Small minor league team that no one's ever heard of, and maybe that gets him back in. I don't put him on the Art Briles never hired again.
He'll probably get some gig.
Yeah.
You're right. All right, there you go. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Like I said, we left the Will Smith slap out because we're going to do that coming up in about 17 minutes. As we continue, more on the NCAA Final Four when we come back. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.